If you want to flow in the Spirit, you must follow the Spirit. Yes. Whatever the Holy Spirit says. Tonight, there is a grace and a glory that will be revealed that will change your life forever. You will never be the same again. I'll use a word called covering. I changed my mind, Singles. Y'all sit down. I want you to start writing these words down. There's a word called covering. I want you to know tonight you're about to be covered by a special anointing, a special revelation, a special present from God. Revelation knowledge and the anointing can bring special places in God. Tonight, we're going to deal with living under the glory mantle daily. Living under the glory mantle daily. Mantle is something that covers, envelops, or conceals. So from the night forward, you're going to be covered, enveloped, and concealed by revelation knowledge and the prompting of the Holy Ghost. The glory is a lifter.
Yeah.
It is tangible, and it raised Jesus from the grave.
Glory to God.
Yes. I say the glory
is
a lifter.
Yes.
It is tangible, and it raised Jesus from the dead.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to listen.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Pay close attention, bring the subject with you, and yield to the Holy Spirit that from this night forward, you'll be covered by the mantle of the glory. Isaiah 61 says, arise. Then after that, it says, shine. For the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Wouldn't mean nothing to you if you don't know what the glory means. The glory is a divine covering. It's a divine presence. It's a divine power that is being released by God for his children. The second verse says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and draws darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. I better read that again. Read that again. For behold, the darkness, what darkness has got out there now? The darkness shall cover the earth. The darkness is covering the earth now. And gross darkness, not only the earth, and gross darkness the people.
Yeah.
So the earth and the people are covered by darkness.
Yeah.
Who going to bring the light? What do God expect out of us?
Yes,
to grumble and gripe and worry?
No, sir.
No, he expects us to walk in his word.
Yes, sir.
Be led by his spirit.
Yes.
And speak with a powerful anointing.
Yeah.
The world need us.
Yes, sir.
They are in darkness. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Yeah.
And gross darkness the people.
Yeah.
So not only the gross darkness, the people, but the Lord.
Yes.
Everybody say, but the Lord.
But the Lord
shall arise upon thee.
Yes.
And his glory.
Yes.
Yeah. shall be seen upon thee in the midst of the darkness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell the person next to you you're wearing something. Then look with me in Psalm 3. Psalm 3. Living under the glory mantle daily. Downloading the glory in your life on purpose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Living in the dominion of God's glory on purpose. Psalm 3:3. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My glory. You're my glory. You're a shield.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
But you're my glory.
Yeah.
My head can't drop by itself.
Yeah.
When things look like they're not going right, it seems like I got somebody to lift my head and tell me everything is all right, even though it don't look right.
Yes, sir.
Everything gonna be all right. Tell somebody next to you, everything. Maybe it look bad, maybe it look down, maybe it look dark, maybe it look like you're not gonna make it, but I come by to tell you tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, everything gonna be all right. And the glory bring that kind of news. The glory don't respect no opposition. Because we're going to see some greater things in a few moments.
Yes, sir.
Shoo. Shoo. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. Got a shield?
Got a shield.
That means I'm covered.
I'm covered.
Tell three people I'm covered. I'm covered by the glory of God's shield. I got a glory shield on me. You understand?
Yes, sir. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, I got a glory shield on me. Hush your mouth. I got a glory shield on me. I'm not out here naked, I'm covered. They can come with all the darkness and all the cultures and all the sin they want to come with and all the dances and all the disrespect for God, but I'm covered. I got a glory shield on me. Don't talk to me in here. Let me read it again so it can go on down in you. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory. You're not only a shield, you're my glory. Three things. And you're the lifter of my head. Lift your head up. My wife always tells me, keep your head up. Know you got a bright future. Know that God is about to work it out like never before.
Hallelujah.
Then we go on. You may be seated. Then we go on. We go on in Psalm 24. And look at another verse. Help introduce. This is what God wants to say to us tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 24 and verse 7. Now, something going to break loose in here before y'all make y'all a little march.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel it coming on now. Something going to break loose in here before the march.
Yeah.
Somebody going to march before the march up in here tonight. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. I feel a march coming on right now. Oh, yes. But I think about her goodness and think about what he's done for me. Talk to anybody, he done anything for anybody up in here? I want to rejoice and give him the glory. Give him the praise. I'm not only here for a church march, I'm here for a Holy Ghost march. When it get on me, I'm moving. When the Holy, when it get on you, go ahead and move. I'm giving you the liberty now. When it's going to get on you. Oh, yes, sir. Something's going to get on you tonight. Oh, yes, ma'am. You're going to get it tonight. Yes. You will never live the same again. You're going to walk in a fresh anointing, fresh glory every day of your life. Fresh glory. Say fresh glory. Fresh glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's read this psalm. Let's read. We're talking about the glory is a literal, is a lifter.
Yes.
Sit down. You might want to write this note down. The glory is a lifter.
Yes.
It is tangible.
Yes.
And it raised Jesus from the grave.
Yes.
So if the glory can do all that,
uh-huh,
whatever going on now,
yeah,
there could be a glory resurrection.
Yes.
I speak a glory resurrection in your life right now. I said, I speak a glory resurrection in your life. If any place look like it's fading, any place look like it's not going to make it, right now, in the presence of God, in the presence of the Holy Ghost, there's a glory resurrection on your life right now. You're going to get your joy back. Get your peace back. Get your praise back. Get your worship back. Get your dance back. Get your happiness back. It's time to be free. Don't be scared of what's going on. Great is he that's in me and he that's in the world. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What are you doing? He's preparing a table before me. In the presence of my enemy, not in my head at all. Oh, Lord, look what else he said. Oh, Lord, my cup. Tell the person next to you, shucks, I'm glad I'm here tonight. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Ah, glory, glory. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Glory. Bless his holy name. Glory. Glory in the house.
The God of glory
is in the house. About to work everything out. Put all your problem on your lap because they're about to be annihilated. The devil should have never let you got to this meeting. He should have never let you walk through those doors. Tonight you're going to walk in and you're going to walk out a different person. You'll be wearing the glory. Oh! Come on now, I need y'all to pull with me now. I need y'all to worry about the little march. We're going to get the little march going in a little while, but I want y'all to march in the spirit right now. I feel the anointing. I feel the glory. I feel the prayer. What? I feel like it's time to go. Oh, the church got to rise up. It's time for the church to rise up. It's time for us to know we're in control. It's time for us to know we're anointed. We got the power. We got the light. We got the glory. We got the wisdom. We got the understanding. We got the insight. We got the illumination. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. I'm trying to read this verse, man. Oh my, look at Psalm 24:7. Oh Lord, look at this. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up. Use the word lift twice. you everlasting doors. Look what it said then. What is that? And what? The King of Glory shall what? Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. The King of Glory. Come on in. Hallelujah. When he come in, everything that is against you got to go out. Call him on in. Come on in. I heard as a Baptist boy, he make a way out of nowhere. And then in looking at the glory is a lifter. Sit down. I want you to take note. We were given the DNA of glory. The glory is a lifter. It is tangible. And it raised Jesus from the dead. Here in Romans now. Romans chapter 6. You here?
Yes, sir.
I feel you. There's an expectation up in here. Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that lack as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. I want to say in the spirit, as I sense it, there's a glory resurrection going on up in here right now. Them down moments are over. You feeling down, feeling like you by yourself, feeling like you left out. I know you're up in here, but God is telling you there's a resurrection of glory in your life. You're going to have opposition. You're going to have things come up, but don't let the glory die out. Keep praising God. God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The glory, turn to Exodus. Exodus for a moment. Turn to Exodus for a moment. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, I praise his name.
Hallelujah.
I'm just gonna find a jumping all plate and close out. I feel like jumping now. Hallelujah. I feel his presence.
Yes, sir.
I feel his presence.
Yes, sir.
God is in this place.
Yes, he is.
You're going to leave here wearing a glory robe.
Yes.
The little things used to bother you, you're going to spit them off. Anytime a man minister, a woman ministering in the spirit, something need to be passing on. We ain't just come here at the congregation. It's not no 4-H club. This is the house of the living God. He told us, go, you preach the gospel. And when men and women hear the gospel, they get set free. We ain't here just for a camp meeting, just to gather together. Something's supposed to happen to our lives while we up in here. Something the devil been holding back from you, he got to turn it loose. Right now, in Jesus' name. He shouldn't have never let you got in this atmosphere. You about to have a breakthrough that you never seen before. Y'all better shout. Y'all shout it or keep coming out. You about to have a breakthrough that you never seen before. You come here for a little march and got a breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
I'm stupid, boy. As pretty as you are, you should have been married. I'm just blind, he's blind. I get mad. I got. She wouldn't have stood 30 seconds when we was out in the street. Oh, I get my riding motorcycle. Anybody riding on motorcycle? Jesus Christ. I'm working on it. I'm praying about it. They need some help. They need some help. They need some help. They need some help. I said, they need some help. Who that say, I pity the fool? Wasn't that a song by that? Who? McGee, I pity the fool. I want to show you something else about the glory now. This is going to be a good one. Sit down. Sitting beside one of them stupid boys, slap them, said, clap, boy, open your eye. All these pretty girls up in here, you crazy thing. You're not getting nothing to eat for 6 days. I want you to listen now. Because what I'm talking about is you are God's sanctuary. Yes. All right? So these scriptures that I'm reading, you are God's children. So these scriptures I'm reading is pertaining to the type of life you should be living.
Yes, sir.
The type of blessings
yes.
that belong to you.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to be talking about no blessing.
Yes, sir. Right, sir. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Blessing need to manifest.
Yes, sir.
Y'all talk to me up in
yes,
here.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So you're going to leave here wearing a manifesting glory. Write that down. Write it down. Write the date down because something's going to happen. You're going to know it came exactly from that.
Yes,
you're going to leave here wearing a manifesting glory.
Yes, sir.
What kind of glory I say?
Glory.
Yeah, I don't want you to talk about glory and how good God is. I want him to be the release on me.
Yeah.
I don't want just testify.
Yeah.
I want walkify.
Yeah.
And when I walkify, he's magnified.
Yeah.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
With my life.
With my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The glory sanctifies. In Exodus 29, verse 43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory.
Yes, sir. Oh.
The glory will produce a sanctified life in you.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say a sinful life. I said a sanctified life, set apart. My body belonged to the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
sir. I don't care what temptation come along. I don't care how fine she looked. My body belonged to the Holy Ghost. I don't care how handsome and how strong he looked. My body belonged to the Holy Ghost. Husband, the Lord said, get your own husband, get your own wife. Then knock yourself out. So the glory is sanctified.
Yes.
Now, turn to Exodus again. Exodus 33 now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then I'm going to use part of my prophecy my son had this morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll use a part of it right now before I read that scripture in Exodus. Taking control of my soul because great things are about to unfold. No, y'all gonna do better than that. Let me read it again. God doggone it, it's from God. It's from God, it's not from Leroy. Let me read it again. Taking control of my soul because great things are about to unfold. Y'all ain't believe nothing I say it over there. I'm going to say it one more time. Just fake it. Fake it if you don't even believe it. You might get something. Taking control. It's your soul got you not saying nothing. I'm prophesying out of my mouth what God said in my heart to bring you. Yeah. And here's some new things going to start happening in your life from this night forward. But you got to take control of your soul. The first way to take control of your soul is shout and give God glory. Whether you feel like it or not, when you hear a word from God like this, take control of my soul. Taking control of my soul because great things are about to unfold. How many of y'all want great things to unfold? Well, take control of your soul. Shout and give God the glory. See, what happened is, we're so educated and so smart, we miss spiritual instruction.
Yes, sir.
And so it invalidates us of receiving what the spirit world just said belonged to us. See? In reality, great things about to unfold.
Man.
Shoot, that call from cutting up that boy.
Yeah.
Great thing, and God said it? How many believe in here? I'm going to see how much you're going to shout. How many of y'all believe God can unfold great things? Come on, let him know you, come on, let him know you, come on, let him know you expecting him to unfold great things in your life, unfold great things in your ministry, unfold great things in your health, unfold great things in your wealth, unfold great things in your business. Unfold great things in your ministry. Tell them you're ready for it. Now, this is what I heard. 19 people just got healed. 19. Because you were shouting and you were rejoicing. Yeah, 19 people just got healed. Because you can't praise God and nothing happens. I said you can't praise God and nothing happens. Every time you praise God, something got to happen. God ain't gonna stand no praise. God, every time you praise God, 19 people got healed. While we were praising just a minute ago, 19 people got healed. Listen to this. Placing me in places I've never been before. Come on, rejoice. Placing me in places I've never been before. My. You mean to tell me God is about to place you in places. Not a place, places. Y'all listening? That I've never been before. I'll go to a third part, then I get back to my text. But the third, in this prophecy, it fell out to my middle son because God wanted us to have it in this meeting. Listen at this. The glory will be unmeasurable. Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
And unlimited.
Unlimited.
Come on, unmeasurable,
unstoppable,
and unlimited. You're talking about my life. Come on, come on, come on. You're talking about unmeasurable, unstoppable, and unlimited is on my life right now. And you mean to tell me I'm not going to shout? I'm not going to cut up? Oh, no, I'm going to cut up. I'm going to cut up. And then I'm on a new avenue. Listen what he's saying. Talking about the glory of God. The blessings will flow like rivers. How many want that? Make some noise then. Blessing will flow like rivers. Tell somebody, from this night forward, the blessings will flow like rivers in my life. And then scream. Find two other people and tell them, the blessing will flow like rivers in my life. Don't forget to scream now. Don't forget to scream. You better scream now. It's time to make some noise. 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 Blessings, what will flow like rivers? Hallelujah. I'm holding on. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Hallelujah. I want to run, jump, and fly. Glory to God. Thank God for his goodness. Listen to this. The floods of God's goodness will come in abundance. So much that the world will be overwhelmed of the provisions of God in your life. When you drive down the street.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all didn't hear this.
Yes, sir.
The floods of God's goodness will come in abundance. Did you hear that part? Huh? So much that the world will be overwhelmed of the provision of God in your life. Now, many in this place is walking in that area right now.
Yes, sir.
They might not tell you nothing, but they recognize that God got his hand on you and that God is blessing you beyond the ordinary.
Yeah.
God is blessing you beyond a job.
Yeah.
Something supernatural happening in your life. God, what? God done opened some doors for you. that normally shouldn't be open. God have opened not only doors, but he's opened gates for you that have never been opened before. Hey, somebody shout if God opened a gate for you. Shout. God opened gates and doors and windows.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, sir.
While I anoint him, I confess God about to open a new account for you. Well, they ain't shouting loud enough. An account you never seen before. An amount you never seen before. I'll go back to the text for a few minutes. We got what, three, what night is it, Leroy? What night? It's Tuesday night. Yeah, I usually don't know the date or nothing. Cause, see, I ain't got nobody to pay. That's why y'all remember the date. I don't even know what month it is. I don't even know what month, what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
It don't make me no difference. It's a good day. Stick around. You will get to that kind of life. I don't know. See, what month this is? Matter of fact, what year this is? That time, because I don't pay no attention to it.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to.
Yes, sir.
More possible.
Sit down. Exodus. I'm going to close in a minute. Ooh, I feel a presence. You don't feel afraid, just pat your feet a few bit. Just pat your feet. I mean, he's up in here, boy. Oh! I love that glory, man. Oh! Woo! I get happy by myself up in here. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Man, living under the glory mantle daily. Then he talks about, he gives us insight of what the mantle means, something that covers, envelope, and conceal. I'm fully covered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please. Now, it's not going to sound right. I see some of my children praying in tongue for me now. Don't be stupid up in here. Something is being released in here. And your life, I don't care what kind of situation you was in, baby. Ain't no situation you can handle God. He sent you here for a reason. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You're going to enjoy your life. You need to go ahead and enjoy your life. Stop just go ahead on and enjoy life.
Yeah, enjoy life. Come on, Apostle.
living under the glory mantle daily. So if things look like they're not going right tomorrow, just say glory.
Glory.
Every demon will run. But they know you know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But
say it now. Glory.
Glory.
Bill come, you can't pay it. Say what?
Glory.
Glory. God working it out. Your wife say you're stupid. Say glory.
That
gonna knock out there. You're stupid. Glory. Because as soon as you say glory in, the apostle and Jesus are going to walk in your house.
Yeah.
The remembrance of the revelation,
yeah.
And the Lord Jesus is going to back it up.
Yes.
Let me close here. Let me close. I'll pick up tomorrow. I will read the scripture before I close, though. I'll read the scripture. The glory. Let's see. Grace precedes the revealing of God's glory. Here in Exodus 33:17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. In the 18th verse, show me thy glory. Now, at any given moment, you have the divine right,
yes,
to say to God,
yes,
no matter what the situation is or what you're dealing with, show me thy glory. Matter of fact, say it now. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you brought down, flew in here with, drove in here with. But tonight you're online. I don't care. Just I want you to be able to decree to the Lord in every situation,
show me
thy glory. So he said in the 18th verse, he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Then I've got to go to the 19th verse. And he said, I will make all goodness pass before thee. What? You see it? I'll make all goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
In every situation.
Yes, yes.
You have the divine right as a child of God to say to God, show me your glory. Dreams will come to pass and visions will unfold, for the half have not been told of what God has planned for you. Planned for his children. That means me, you know.
Thank you, Father.
Get ready. Get under the sprout. Every good thing is about to come out. Get ready.
Get ready.
Get under the sprout. But then the good thing is about to come out.
Glory to God.
Come on, dance a little bit. Let it come out. You're under the sprout, let it come out.
Glory to God.
I receive, sir. I receive. $400.
Glory to God.
You're under the sprout, every good thing about to come out. Tell the person next to you, you under the spout?
Every good thing
is about to come out.